Calling All Kates at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is the latest in a series of varied musicals from Emily Goodson and composer-lyricist Jeremy Schoenfeld. BPP regulars may remember their Spun that explored the music and memories of a rocking brother and sister, and their Greta about the liberation of a too dutiful daughter. In 2014, a jilted man from Toronto was in the news as he offered a free round-the-world trip to a woman with the same name as his ex-fiancée. The BPP's Chad Rabinowitz read about it and thought, this has to be a play. Goodson and Schoenfeld were recruited and created Calling All Kates. Other commitments took me out of town for the opening, and these notes come from a quite polished final dress rehearsal. Mike Nappy plays the dumped Mark. He's just lost $10,000 wedding deposit, and although visibly shattered, he's darned if he's going to miss out on the detailed honeymoon tour. Like the man in the news, he's posted an invitation for a girl with the same name as his ex-girlfriend. Emily Crowley plays the chosen Kate with a kooky and winning verve. Music director Benjamin Aaron Smith plays percussion and everything from air traffic controller to pilot to generic Frenchman and several other roles in between. As things begin in Calling All Kates, Mark and Kate are strangers, and they each are carrying a lot of baggage. Mark Nappy's Mark has allergies, tics, and more hang-ups than a bad phone service. Nappy is a gifted physical comedian, and he uses the full stage for walking, jumping, and even rolling around. Emily Crowley's Kate is a freer spirit, but with plenty of her own defenses and limitations. The story from Emily Goodson with Jeremy Schoenfeld's songs work nicely to show us the outside and a bit of the insides of Mark and Kate, and to chart their growing understanding and affection for each other. Things begin a bit inauspiciously on the plane with a defensively empty seat between them. It's Kate's first time on a plane. As they tour their imaginary destinations, there's the tentative first glimpse of the Eiffel Tower, an eye-opening first shot of espresso, and finally a victorious preparation for Kate's dream and Mark's nightmare, hang gliding. Both of the actors are good singers, and the personable music director has a lovely voice and presence. Other members of the quartet play well and even sing a bit. David Wade's scenic design for Calling All Kates does more than double duty as a futuristic airline terminal, seats on the plane, tables, chairs, and even a gondola. With the help of a few props, the active music director, and the songs, the duo travel the world with the briefest of stops. Plays about love between mismatched couples and how they work things out of bound. Barefoot in the Park comes to mind, and I'll bet you'll think of others. It's a wonderful universal theme, and aren't all couples at least a little mismatched? Emily Goodson and Jeremy Schoenfeld's warmly realized comic musical, Calling All Kates, plays at the Bloomington Playwrights Project through April 15th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.